Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. And the title of today's post is The Heavyweight. In this hinge year, we are moving ever closer to the greatest kingdom advancement Earth has ever experienced. Yes, darkness is covering much of the Earth, but God said that would be the time when His glory would rise upon us, drawing many people to the brightness of the light. Our friend Gina Golston speaks of this in today's post. At the beginning of this year, she says, the Lord told me that 2024 would be a year of His revealed glory. Revealed glory indicates that undeniable evidence of His nearness will be seen and experienced. It's more than just intellectual knowledge regarding the existence of God. Revealed glory is indicative of experiential knowledge that comes by way of demonstration of His undeniable power and manifested presence. Habakkuk 2:14 declares that the time is coming when the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This scripture prophesies a time when the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will be so widespread that it will be unavoidable, undeniable. The incomparable magnificence of God will flood the atmosphere to such a degree that no one and nowhere will be devoid of the knowledge of His nearness and power. I believe we have entered that era, she says. This prophetic promise is cause for rejoicing among the people of God, but it's also a call to attention. The church is being called to operate in the highest level of her purpose, shining with the light of Christ's glory and revealing Him. It is through us that God will show Himself strong and make Christ known. God is not in a panic, trying to come up with a response to the evil operating in our world. His plan has already been set into motion. From the book of Esther, we learn that God works ahead of time to position and set into motion things that must align for a set time. Notice that. He works ahead of time for the set time. When the set time comes, regardless of how things may appear, God's plan and intentions will push forward and prevail. Long before Haman plotted his evil scheme against God's people, God already had Mordecai and Esther in position for His redemptive plan to be fulfilled. When the plot was announced, Haman rejoiced in only a short-lived victory because the revealed workings of God's plan overturned his plan and changed everything. Long before the chaos in our nation began, God was already positioning and equipping His ecclesia. Because of His work ahead of time, His redemptive plan for America will be set into motion and fulfilled in this set time. Though the wicked may rejoice for a moment, we can be confident that God's plan will overturn the enemy's schemes. He will work, and no one will reverse what He has done and will do. God's ecclesia will move with great triumph as the knowledge of His glory is revealed in undeniable ways. I recently heard the Lord say, Gina says, I'm pulling out all the stops. Hidden things used in past seasons to block God's people are now being dislodged and dealt with. It doesn't mean that all will be easy or that hell's just going to retreat. It means God has empowered us with Holy Spirit's supernatural ability to work with Him, releasing His kingdom and will. It is by Holy Spirit's enabling power and leading that we can participate in the callings and purposes of God for our lives. Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians 2 that Holy Spirit reveals to us the deep thoughts and wisdom of God. As He imparts that wisdom to us, we are enabled to know, perceive, and do things that we otherwise would not be able to achieve on our own. As we cooperate with Holy Spirit, the evidence of God's power and presence are then made known to those around us. Daniel 11:32 says, "The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits." One definition of the word exploits is to make full use of and derive benefit from a source, a resource. It indicates a supernatural ability to excel and perform mighty things as Holy Spirit operates in and through us. He is the resource from which we derive wisdom and ability from God, enabling us to advance supernaturally and see His prophesied intentions for our times come to pass. God's glory will be revealed. He will save America and make things right again. Awakening is happening. As Dutch says, this of course is Gina talking, as Dutch says, it's here, but it is coming. We're experiencing it now, but the reality of its fullness will intensify to even greater degrees as His glory continues to be revealed through His triumphant church. And His glory changes everything. Earlier this year, I had a dream, she says, that's very fitting for this post. May it enlighten and encourage us all. In the dream, I saw children playing on a playground, and a little girl was on the teeter-totter. A huge man came and sat on the other end, making her side go up in the air. The man was laughing and said, "I bet you can't get back down." There were others standing around looking at her, also laughing. The little girl wasn't even fazed by the bullying. Suddenly, a massive rock came out of nowhere and was lowered into the space behind the little girl, making the balance shift suddenly and dramatically. The large man was flung completely off the teeter-totter, leaving him and the others in shock. The little girl then stepped off, dusted her dress a little, and was smiling as she walked away. Someone asked her, "What happened? How did it shift so suddenly?" The little girl said, "It was the rock. The rock made me heavier." The enemy does not hold the advantage in influencing the future of our nation. The advantage is on the side of the church. We are in a time when God's glory will be revealed. The Hebrew word for glory is kabod. One of its meanings is weighty or heavy. It's indicative of the weighty presence of God. His glory is in us and will be revealed through us. We are not the underdogs. We are the dwelling place in which God lives by His Spirit. The heavyweight is on our side. He is showing up. Things will be tilted to advance His righteous intentions, and hell's agenda will be toppled by the weight of His presence. Let's pray. Father, Your great plan of the ages is advancing. It cannot be stopped. The prophetic promises You have spoken concerning our times have not failed, nor have they been forgotten by you. You've called and appointed your ecclesia to advance with your purposes, and through us, your glory will be revealed in this set time. We yield to you. We are becoming more and more aware of and sensitive to the work of Holy Spirit. He is imparting divine wisdom and the ability to work with you to see your kingdom come and your will be established. Regardless of how things may appear in this moment, we do not surrender to despair or the taunting of hope deferred. We know you are on our side, and we are fully confident in you. You will save America. You will come and make things right again. And our decree. We decree that God is with us. Things are being shifted to advance His righteous intentions, and hell's agenda is being toppled by the weight of His presence. Amen. What a great word. Today's post was shared by Gina Goldston and was taken from her book, Awakening the Church to Awaken a Nation. You can find out more about Gina at GinaGoldstonMinistries.org. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're encouraged. I know you are. Thanks for agreeing with us in prayer. We'll see you tomorrow.